Like a force of nature, Todd Snyder, and rest in peace, Mr. Snyder. We miss you. He passed away on November 14th, and, well, we thought we'd have a lot more time with him. It's a pleasure to be here. Joining us for On the Block today is our friend James from Salvatore's Wood-Fired Pizza in Red Hook. It's one of my favorite places on the block to visit, and I'm there very frequently. They have amazing food. James, how are you?
I'm doing good.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I come to your shop incognito, and I am always served with a smile, and great staff you have, great restaurant you have, and the largest selection of panettone desserts available.
Yes, yes.
Now, how come so many?
Well, you know, when it comes to doing some, you know, holiday decorations and everything, I found it's better to decorate with some things that are very festive. But, you know, we're in business to, you know, sell stuff. So yeah. You can buy the decorations and eat the decorations. So it all, you know, comes full circle.
And there's nothing more tasty than an Italian panettone. They're just delicious, especially the chocolate chip ones I like and the lemon ones. I guess kind of like them all. And you got every flavor there, at least now.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely the traditional one, but then there's all the cream-filled ones and everything. So they definitely hit the, you know, the spot with a good cup of coffee.
Now, let's talk about Salvatore's Wood-Fired Pizza. You just mentioned to me that this is your 26th year.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Quarter century club.
How old were you when you first started working at the original Sal's?
17. I started as a dishwasher. I just needed some, you know, money, and I just called. I said, hey, you're looking for anybody? And, you know, he said, yeah, come on in. I started work the next day, and it's been about, like I said, 26 years, and I've called out about 5 times. I think one of them was I went to a concert or something. That's when I was like 18, 19, you know, young and dumb.
Yeah. Wow. So what first you got interested in pizza? Of course, you probably tasted it and then said, I'm going to own a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I love food, you know, so it's always, you know, as most people do. But I just, you know, it wasn't necessarily a dream or anything. You know, I always liked cooking at family, you know, things. I'd always kind of gravitate towards the food and prepping it. But just, you know, being in the restaurant, as someone would leave, I would move up. And then, you know, just through time. And then I just was, you know, cooking, prepping, and then now just, you know, running the place.
Is that the, like, progression of jobs? You start as a dishwasher, and then you move up to a prep, and then you start making the sauce or something, and then you make the pizza?
It depends. There's, you know, I've seen a lot of stories where people, you know, they just from the bottom and just keep moving, you know, and I usually, if I get people, I, you know, they don't necessarily come in as cook unless I need a cook, but a lot of my my prep guys, you know, through time, if a cook leaves, well, the next best guy is the guy who knows, you know, who's seen it all
and knows
all the ingredients and can put it all together.
Wow. Salvatore's Wood-Fired Pizza in Red Hook. One of my favorite simplest things to order and eat is grandma's pie. Who is the grandma behind the recipe?
I don't know if it's
is there an actual grandma.
I don't think there's a specific a grandma. I just it's become maybe somewhere, you know, through, you know, time there was some grandma somewhere, but it's just become the over all the, you know, pizza places, it's a style of pizza now, as opposed to just grandma's recipe.
So it's like chopped Roma tomatoes on there, cooked into a not so blended sauce. And I guess, what would you call that?
Well, a lot of different places do. There's a lot of different variations of it. So ours would be it's crushed tomatoes. We crush the tomatoes. They're the, you know, good, you know, imported, you know, right from Italy, from the motherland. And then we get some garlic, olive oil, you know, oregano, and just, you know, we buy the good cheese and all that, and, you know, put it together and bake it, and, you know,
and it's on like a focaccia type crust. It's fantastic. It is a delicacy that I can't live a week without. I have to have at least a piece of it every week. And with you on the block as our neighbor, makes it kind of easy. So now you've been in this location, which is right between CVS and the Greek restaurant. How long have you been there now?
That we are in our fourth year there. So yeah, we used to be in the building right where Mozzie is right now, and you know, the owner had purchased the building we're in now, you know, years past. So he then wanted to put his restaurant in his building because the original Sal was still the owner of the building that we're in. But we just wanted to modernize it, bring it, you know, bring it up, bigger dining room, bigger kitchen, you know, all sorts of stuff. And it really is, it's been a nice improvement. The community has really, you know, loved it too. I can tell everybody they walk in, they're just like, oh, the place looks awesome. You know, the curb appeal as well. You know, people, I've had people come in, said they stopped in just because it looked nice.
So, and you have an outdoor patio, indoor seating is comfortable, spacious, and you could relax, get some work done, have a little lunch there, nice beverage. You have all kinds of beverages there from soft to hard as well. So you make cocktails.
Yep, yep. We got the full bar, full service, you know, all that, you know, fun stuff. So, yeah, we do, you know, wine, beer, cocktails, you know, and just everything from your, you know, Italian soft drinks and, you know, all the good stuff.
Now, James, the holiday season is coming up. Do you have gift certificates available?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do. And we are currently running a promotion with if you buy a $100 gift card, you get $20 gift card free. And, you know, it's, you know, a good incentive, you know, buy, you know, gift card for somebody else and, you know, get yourself, you know, free pizza if you want something, you know, treat yourself while taking care of someone else.
Well, that's a wonderful incentive to have people get more gift cards, and that's always awesome. Salvatore's wood-fired pizza. Where is the original Sal?
The original Sal, I see him every now and then.
You do?
Yeah, I see him, like, he'll drive by, you know, he goes and checks on, you know, the other restaurant, and, you know, he's still around, he's in the community.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. We're talking with James from Salvatore's Wood-Fired Pizza in Red Hook. This is On the Block. Gonna play a tune, and then we'll take a little break, and then we're gonna come back and hang out. James is in a band, and we're going to find out more about that in just moments. But first, a fun song from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Big Bulbs.
A one, two, three, and...
A holiday number from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We miss you, Sharon. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. This is On the Block. We're hanging out with James from Salvatore's Wood-Fired Pizza in Red Hook. James, you're in a band.
Yes. It's Save the Clock Tower. It's a 1950s, so like 2000s pop rock cover band. Cover all sorts of stuff from Bobby Darin, Sam Cooke, all the way to Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, you know, all the good stuff mixed in there.
Wow. And how long have you been playing the bass?
Bass has been since I was about 19, so we're up to maybe 20, 23 years.
Wow. And how long has Save the Clock Tower been a band?
Save the Clock Tower is about 5-6 years now.
Cool. So how many people are in the band?
It's a three-piece.
Cool. And you play the bass, so you have guitar and drums?
Yep.
All right. And, well, that must be an actual joy and a release from being behind a 600-degree oven.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it's weird. The weeks that are the toughest at work or this and that, when we go and have practice and everything, they're the best practices. It just comes out and just releases that, you know, everything built up. And it's a good release. And on the weeks where we don't get to practice per se, it's not just not a fun week, you know.
Yeah, well, You, as a restaurateur, serve people. You're a service person. So finally, you get to serve yourself, which is super important. And then that gives you the stuff that makes James James, which is great. And then you can crank out a grandma's pizza and it'll be delicious because you're getting your own satisfaction in, which is super cool. And now, what else do you like to do besides play the bass and make delicious Italian food? What else?
I love just all sorts, just comedy stuff, anything, just, you know, absurdity, you know, just, you know, all sorts of, you know, just laughing, making up dumb stuff, doing, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. But, I mean, between at the restaurant, I'm there probably like, you know, 60 hours a week.
Wow.
And then, you know, got to make time for the wifey and, you know, and visit the family and everything. So, you know, really it's, you know, just music full, you know, full blown. That's, you know. The one thing I'll you know, never give up. That's
Well, we appreciate that. And keep up the good work, because we love the fact that you make music and make pizza. These are two of the best things in life.
Yes. Yep.
We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with more with James from Salvatore's Wood Fired Pizza in Red Hook. This is On the Block, 98.1 KZE.
This is Chris from Ruge, Subaru, and Rhinebeck, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. On the mic, off the mic, hanging out with our friend James from Salvatore's Wood Fired Pizza, and we were having a little chat about playing music and how much of a release it is and how great it feels when it's your time. And James, we were just discussing, like, you go into a different place. You're not worried about deadlines, commitments, and bills to pay. You're in a creative mind. So does that bring you most joy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just, it's a little, you're on like a little cloud. You're just playing. That's, you know, what you're doing. And, it, you know, one thing leads into another. And you just, you know, it flows, you know, out of you. Like I was just saying, like, sometimes you don't. You know, you don't have to think about what's going on. Your body just does it. It's on autopilot. And, you know, sometimes even, you know, just playing songs, I almost feel like I'm listening to a band. And then it's like, all right, you're in the band. You're playing in it right now. But you're like, this song sounds cool. Like, I'm doing it. Yeah, you're doing it, Peter. You know?
There's nothing better than being in your own headspace, realizing that you're loving the music around you, and then you open your eyes or you look up, and there's your friend, your buddy who you share this musical experience, grinning right back at you. That's a cool thing. It's like being on a basketball team where you all pass the ball around and you try to score, and it's kind of the same thing. Everybody shines in their own way, but each person in the band makes it its whole. So Save the Clock Tower is the band, and they've been doing this for like 6 years. Have you guys played in Red Hook here?
Yep, we did a Red Hook show a couple years ago. Yep. And I mean, on other bands too, I play like Chocolate Fest on the streets, so I've been in Red Hook, you know, fair amount.
Well, James from Salvatore's Pizzeria in Red Hook, wood fired oven. You use both.
Yes.
When do you use the wood fired?
So the wood fire is its own. It's a totally different style of pizza.
Okay.
So you have your traditional that's going to be made in the, you know, the oven in the back, the big, you know, oven you see at every, you know, pizza place pretty much. But then the wood fire, it's a higher temperature, and it's fresh, you know, fresh mozzarella that we make in-house, but you got to use the fresh mozzarella because the temperature is like 700, 800 degrees. So the regular, you know, aged mozzarella, it won't cook in time. So, that's that, but it's a lot of higher quality ingredients. So it's
does it cook faster?
About 3 minutes is the cook time. Yeah.
So you put it in, cooks, it's out before you know it. That's cool. And do you order that differently from a pizza?
Yeah.
You would say, can you make mine wood fired or?
Well, the wood fire, it's only going to be one size. It's just a 12-inch pie as opposed to the other one, which there's, you know, all sorts of, you know, sizes, small, medium, large, and the grandmas and everything. But, everywhere you're going to go, the wood fires are just going to be, you know, little small guys. Just it cooks better. And that's, traditionally that's what it is.
Well, that's super cool and super delicious. And speaking of delicious, well, we got a song lined up from Save the Clock Tower. And James, why don't you introduce the tune?
All right, this is our rendition of Twist of the Night Away. It's a good old Sam Cooke favorite, and it's a good one, one of our favorite.
Thank you, James. Save the Clock Tower, 98.1 KZE. I'm with James from Salvatore's Wood Fired Pizza in beautiful Red Hook. And I suggest that everyone run over there for lunch. What time do you open?
11 a.m.
Wait. Do that again.
11 a.m.
11 a.m. What time do you close?
9 p.m.
Cool. That lets you get out to the venues and rock out, and also gives you plenty of time to enjoy the rest of the night and early morning. So that's super cool. And folks, go to Salvatore's Wood Fired Pizza. Meet James. He's on the block and his great staff, and they'll help you out with food. And what do you have coming up for the holidays? Any special things in store?
No, we're just, you know, just promoting the, you know, catering and everything, and just let, you know, let us take care of it all. Don't worry. Just, you know, call. We'll figure out how much you need. And that's, you know, we'll just, don't worry. We'll cook for you. You know, take care of you.
So parties and events, you got covered. And also, we thank you for being on the block with us. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, keep up the good work, and anything you'd like to tell the listeners out there. And folks, don't forget to stop by Salvatore's and not only eat, but pick up a gift certificate for the holidays. Makes pizza, everyone loves it, makes a great gift. And tell Sal we said hi, and James, all the best to you and the staff, and happy holidays.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays. All right,
we'll see you later for lunch.
Sounds good. I'll be there.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. James from Salvatore's Wood Fired Pizza, our guest. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with some more musical diversity.